Well, it's the first Sunday in the month, and so our old mate Tennessee Bob joins us. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tim?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm doing really good.
Now, we're working our way through the states of the Union, and we've reached Texas, which we're going to talk about later.
The other T state from Tennessee. Yeah. So, you know.
But before that, we need to know what's been going on back home, and what have you dug up for us this week?
Well, there's some good ones. We'll start with Atlantic City, New Jersey. 55-year-old Leroy Black passed away in his home after a battle with cancer. And unfortunately, that's about the only thing I can say for sure about this story, as a couple days later, two obituaries for Leroy appeared in the local newspaper. One submitted by the deceased wife's Beretta, and the other from his longtime girlfriend, Princess.
Okay.
And so, and they each offer slightly different accounts of the life and death of the man in question, and but neither one have been reached for comment. But it was a funny little story reading it about one said he died in his home surrounded by family, one said he died in his home alone. So
you left them guessing to the end.
Left them guessing to the end. And then we'll move all the way across to the West Coast in San Diego, California, where Jeremy Schneider, just a few days ago, he had a very original costume for his recent Halloween party. And using Photoshop and a whole bunch of paper, he dressed up as a 12-foot-tall teal receipt from his local chemist.
Okay. 12-foot-tall. What has that to do with Halloween?
Well, it was just, you know, I think the theme of the party may have been wacky. I don't know. Anyway, but before attending the party, he decided to visit the nearby chain pharmacy just to show off his outfit. But he was very amazed when the $1 off coupon barcode on his costume scanned perfectly through
How wonderful. Love that.
But now the strangest story possibly that I have read in my years of coming on to Radio Plymouth, this may be, I never thought I would utter these words. In Cleveland, Ohio, just last night, hours ago, literally into our morning, the Cubs won the World Series of baseball.
Now, this is really interesting, isn't it? Because they supposedly have had a curse on them for a very long time.
108 years, the longest championship curse in professional sports in baseball. Started in 1908, and it's called the Billy Goat Curse. A local tavern owner named Billy, and his nickname was Goat, and he had bought a ticket for the fourth game of the World Series that the Cubs were in, and he bought one for himself and one for his goat. And as they showed up to the game, fans around complained that the goat was so smelly and so horribly odoriferous that they banned the goat from. And as he left, he said, "Your Cubs ain't gonna win no more." And they never had until last night. And it went 10 innings. The regulation is 9. It lasted until the wee hours of the morning. It was, by all accounts, a great game and very exciting. So long live the Billy Goat. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Now we come to Texas. And just for anyone who's not heard this before, what we task you with is finding three laws that are still on the statute books, which may seem a bit strange to us today. So what have you come up with?
Well, there's a whole bunch of connections between Texas and Tennessee, least of all being both beginning with the letter T. But everybody talks about Texas and Tennessee. People get it confused with me all the time. They are also, I have found out, the two states with the longest list of strange laws still on the book. Both of them had about 3 pages.
That's what we like to hear. So what have you chosen? What have you distilled it down to?
We've just said the blue bonnet is the official state song of the official state flower, the blue bonnet.
Okay. I've never heard it, but I'm take your word for that.
But the not only does the state have an official song, the state flower has its own official song.
Amazing. So
the entire Encyclopedia Britannica is banned from Texas due to its section on how to make beer.
Oh, now you do. See, I thought you were going to say due to the fact that it agrees with the theory of evolution, but clearly not.
It's about how to make
something
beer.
Far more important than that.
Far more important to Texas than that sort of stuff. And in Houston, it is illegal to sell Limburger cheese on Sunday.
Well, I have to say, you're a very good friend, Bobby, and I love you like a brother, but you people make rotten cheese anyway, so I'm not too surprised.
That must be, there's so many pastors preaching in Texas that they don't want those Limburger fumes spread out over the, you know, they can spread the religion, but not the Limburger smell.
Now, we were stuck for choice for music today. But,
there's so many. And Texas and Tennessee, once again, two states mentioning music a lot, and so I do like your choice that you've gone with,
We're going with a place rather than a person, and one of the great pop songs about a place too. It's Glen Campbell's Galveston.
Galveston, Bobby. Yeah. The CMAs were just last week. Great choice.